101.5 FM.
To another episode of On Ox by Mason. So this episode is going to be all about the Spotify Wrapped. So obviously every year Spotify comes out with a Wrapped, which basically just like summarizes your listening habits of the year. And we'll go be going through mine. It'll be quite exciting. So up first we have The Ballet Girl by Aidan Foyer.
She works at a bar, but she's too young to have a drink. Paying for her mother's alcohol and colored pills. Never see her father, but he taught her the ballet. One night she packed her bags and ran away. Now she's dancing aloud, toes bleeding out on the floor. Now she's dancing aloud, as she moves to dodgy old.
Was Aidan Foyer's The Ballet Girl. Not surprised that it's my number one. It is probably one of, if not my favorite song of the past 2 years. It's just so, I don't know, happy, and there's so much going on. It's like all cohesive. It's not like just like standard pop nowadays where it's just a drum beat and like one instrument, but yeah, it's really good. I'm not surprised I have that as my number one. Apparently I listened to it for like way too many times, way too long. And also, Aidan Foyer is my number one artist this year, which also makes sense. Anyway, up next we have Love Situation by Blanks.
You look so different, you
it only took you about 11 minutes to get me wondering now. I could have missed it, but oh, I'm seeing it now. Something's changed by the look in your eyes. I think we got a love situation. 911, what's your emergency? Someone stole my heart down the station, ripped it out of my chest, and now I what's your emergency? Someone stole my heart down the station, ripped it out of my chest, and now I'm falling, and I'm scared to death.
Was Blanks' love situation. For me, I feel like Blanks kind of fell off. I don't really like a lot of his new stuff, but like when he released Love Situation like December of last year, it's really good. So I think I listened to him more in the beginning of the year, which is why he's so high. And I was around the time that the song came out. But anyway, up next is New Gold Dom Dala remix, which is definitely my favorite EDM track this year. And it, obviously it shows number 3. Here you go.
But I'm a magic gold, there's a pretty one, I ask her where it goes, cause I really wanna, I wonder if she knows that we're underwater, that's the way it goes, in the city wonder, city wonder, city wonder.
Tesla, partner, ex-wrestler, he dates for Cheska, partner, ex-wrestler, yo.
Partner, ex-wrestler, he dates for Cheska, partner, ex-wrestler, yo. in a while. I'm rude to the spot, I'm one of a few. A whole lot of everything but nothing to do. Brother in a Tesla, partner ex-wrestler. Like he dates Francesca, partner ex-wrestler. Partner ex-wrestler. Partner Tesla, partner ex-wrestler, he dates Francesca, partner ex-wrestler.
What a track. What a track. Actually, funny story. I was scrolling on Instagram trying to find like new edits or new mashups of tracks to like add to my library of songs for, you know, whenever I DJ. And someone mashed this song up with Tokyo Drift. And that's actually how I discovered this song. I was like, what is that drop? It's like so good. And then I like backtracked and found that this track initially. And then I was like, okay, well, what's the original like? And the original New Gold is actually, like, the flow is so different. Like, the drums are more, I don't exactly remember, but, like, everything is, like, slightly off set from the drums in the original. But, so, like, you would assume that, like, oh, it's difficult then to, like, get a house beat under that. But, no, it works so well. And then in terms of this remix, I think what really, like, drives it is that tom with like that rhythm, like that da 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 da, and then there's so much bass with just being a like just having a sub bass, like no actual like real bass. It's just so good. Anyway, next up is Take Me Higher by Retrovision.
Take me higher.
So that was Take Me Higher by Retrovision. So what you're going to notice is that a lot of these tracks are dance music, because that's what I listen to a lot. But what I'm probably going to do is go in order for the first half and then skip around, because I do want to play a lot more tracks than just dance tracks. Anyway, so for this song, fun fact, he actually had this... the original idea for this song was supposed to be a remix of another song. He had this idea that he played in one of his sets in June of 2020, or no, it might have been actually March of 2023, and then he reworked it into an original, which is what you heard now. And also, this track was probably so high up, as my number four, because I played it during Tempest, my Tempest set, which was, the big DJ thing that I put on with a few of my friends. So, obviously, I was just trying to make sure that, I had, the right song selection, so I had to, listen to it a lot. Anyway, up next we have Rock Your World, which this song, honestly, I blame Spotify's shuffle algorithm for. It's a great track, don't get me wrong, but for some reason, Spotify's shuffle algorithm really enjoys this track. So, even though I enjoy this track, I don't think it really should be number five. Anyway, here's Rock Your World by Noctu.
Talking about you with me, I could die just thinking about you when you're not with me. All this time you fill my head and then my daydreams are of you.
So that was Rock Your World by Nocht 2. Fun fact, actually, that song interpolates some lyrics from, what's it called? Kalani's, wow, I'm blanking on the name. Give me 1 second. Anyway, but yeah, great song, great track. Like I always say, amazing bass line. And I absolutely love it. Let me actually look that up. I want to like figure that out. Oh yeah, Can You Blame Me? That was the track. Anyway, up next we have Leave Me Like This by Skrillex and Bobby Raps. Also, another track that I was not expecting to be so high. I don't really think I listened to it that much, so I don't really know. I think Spotify tracks your streams and not minutes, so I guess I played it a lot, but I don't actually remember playing it. Like, the top, these past few tracks, I'm like, okay, that makes sense, but this one is a little confusing why it's so high up. Anyway, here's Leave Me Like This by Skrillex.
Please don't leave me like this.
The golden boy still peppin'.
Was Leave Me Like This. Once again, I don't know why it's on my top 10, but whatever. Up next, we have Neon City Racing Team by Macross 8299, which actually definitely does make sense. Here is Neon City Racing Team.
Oh,
such a good track. Oh my. So that song actually samples Romantic by Karen White. And what's actually funny is on Who Sampled, which is like my favorite website ever, the entirety of Sailor Wave 3, like the samples that he uses for that album, was listed except for Neon City Racing Team. And I was like, this does not make sense. Like, he has to have sampled something. So I, like, had to do a lot of digging to figure out who sampled it. But the original track is also, like, insanely good. And actually, it's funny, because the drop isn't even, like, the chorus from the from Romantic. It's just the bridge, which is very funny. Up next, we have Dim the Lights by Bishu and Madzy. And then after this, and after the PSA, we'll be playing just random tracks. I want to play some more pop tracks. I think I have a few rock songs in there. So yeah, here is Dim the Lights.
I'm stuck in the trap. 'Cause I am the only one you trust, girl.
I'm stuck in the trap. I'm stuck in the trap.
I think it's time to dim the lights to get it on and on. 'Cause I am the only one you trust, girl.
Was Dim the Lights. We interrupt your daily programming for a PSA. Dementia PSA. Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging? Dementia? Or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Now back to your daily programming. Yeah, so that was Dim the Lights, another one of my Tempest tracks. So that makes sense why it's up there. Now I'm just going to be skipping around. So here is Sunshine Prescription by Aiden Foyer.
Mr. Foyer, I'm ready for you. Follow me, please. So, how can I help you today?
Doctor, doctor, I need a holiday. Sunshine prescription, and I'll be on my way. Doctor, doctor, I need a getaway. Sunshine.
you know I'm better and cold. Maybe you and I should find somewhere to go.
Doctor, doctor, I need a holiday. Sunshine prescription, and I'll be on my way. Doctor, doctor, I need a getaway. Sunshine prescription, give me a sunny day.
That was Aiden Foyer's Sunshine Prescription. Such a good track. I'm honestly not surprised, or sorry, I am surprised that it's not higher up. I thought I listened to that a lot more. Anyway, up next is Roosevelt's, what's it called? Ordinary Love. Here is Roosevelt's Ordinary Love. Ordinary Love by Roosevelt. One of those tracks that that I embarrassingly shazammed in a bar. I was with my mom and sister, and they were playing this track, and I was like, I need to know what this track is. It's so good. So I did that. Anyway, do you guys know it's Almost Monday? Tomorrow's Monday, right? Anyway, here's Only Wanna Dance by Almost Monday. By Almost Monday. Again, not surprised it's on my top like 50 or whatever the amount of songs are. It's a really good song, makes me happy, makes me want to dance. And anyway, next up we have a somewhat surprising one since it only came out in September, but here is Feel You Love Me by Nocturne. Can't you tell I love Nocturne?
All of everyone in the place.
I can feel that you love me.
so happy TBH, Party Next Door sample, cleared the sample for them. Because Knock 2, if he didn't get that sample cleared, I don't think Feel You Love Me would have came out, because he does do a lot of sampling under the table. but obviously this sample is much more recognizable, so it would probably have been much easier to catch. But honestly, I'm so excited for No Limit, his debut album, because so far, three singles have been released. Feel You Love Me, Hold Your Hand, and then just last Friday, Come Alive with R.L. Grime, and they're all so good. So anyway, here is Adore You by Fred Again, another really good house track.
There's so much better at everything. Nice and clover in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. When play your answers, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. When play your answers, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. And I pray you never lose your star. I'm so proud of all that you are. Ooh, I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I adore you. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. When you pray your answer, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. Ooh, I adore you.
Was Adore You by Fred Again. Honestly, 10 Days, the album that that song is off of, wasn't the best album, but this is definitely the best, or one of the best tracks on it. I would say that and Places to Be are definitely my favorite. Up next we have, or our last song of the day is Tangerine Rays by Zed. And yeah, here's Tangerine Rays.
Thank you.
So that was Tangerine Rays. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. This has been Mason Doshi on Onyx by Mason on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Radio. And we have one more show for you guys next week. Be my last show of the semester. Got a good one planned for you. And yeah, hope you guys have a great day and enjoy your final weeks. Bye. Bye.